Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Clay Harbor, former NFL player.
Clay Harbor, slot to the left. Here's Vic's pass, and it's caught. Touchdown by Harbor.
And that's a touchdown.
Clay Harbor makes that catch.
And they've got Harbor for the touchdown. 18-yard touchdown pass by Chad Henning.
Football analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
When you lose a game like the Bears did last year in Washington, do you talk about it this week?
Absolutely not. No, this was a different year. Completely new organization, completely new culture. Yes, there's an elephant in the room. You talk about it. Say, this happened last year. This is a new season.
Clay Harbor on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That music means it is time for, yes, the former Philadelphia Eagle, Clay Harbor, NFL veteran. He also hosts the Big Pro Football Show with our friend David Hogg, Ruthie Polinsky over at CHSN. 9 years in the league, and he joins us on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score. Marshall's out today, so Clay's sitting in Marshall's chair. How does that feel? What's it like?
I just texted Marshall. I'm like, what are you, playing hooky from work? He's like, man, I'm in Philly. I'm like, so you're playing hooky from work?
Yeah.
He got the day off outright. Mitch told him to take it off.
Yeah, I just had to give him a little stuff. But I got to say, you know, thank you to the production team that found every single one of my career touchdowns and put them on the intro. I mean, that had to be pretty difficult.
Robbie. Unbelievable.
They're out there.
Robbie the tree. He found them. He did. Hold on a second, though, here. So you're like poo-pooing the whole Tyreek Stevenson narrative. Nobody should be talking about it. We're making too much of it. What's going on over there?
I get it right now as a member of the sports media community. It's something that we want to talk about. This happened last year. We think that it had this incredible impact on the rest of the Bears season. That one play ended the Bears season. If I'm in that Chicago Bears locker room, here's the first thing you got to realize. Half the players are new players. Half the players weren't even there. More than half the coaches, including your head coach, wasn't even there. This is a completely different organization. This is completely different coaching staff, new players. A lot of these guys weren't even there for that. So let's not forget about that.
But they all saw it, and it was pop culture, basically.
They saw it. It's pop culture. But here's what you do. There is an elephant in the room. You say, hey, this happened last year. This is a new team. This is a new organization. We're going to go out there. We're going to win the game. This has nothing at all to do with last year. That play last year is not going to give us 6. It's not going to give us 10. It's not going to give us -6. It's not going to give us -10. There is nothing that matters about that play this year. What matters is our matchups, how we go about this game plan, our practice habits and routines for the rest of this week, and we focus on what we're doing this week, and we get past that. That is in the past. We go out there and we focus on what we are doing right now, and that is going out there to beat the Washington Commanders, who are a good football team, got their quarterback back, who's really good at running the football, and we can't stop the football. That play last year isn't going to help you stop the run. Okay? I'm sorry. So you got to focus on the things that do help you stop the run if you want a chance at winning this game.
I also think, though, that a lot of times we, especially on the radio side, and I always try to operate like this, we have to be the voice for the fans. We're not the ones necessarily repeating what the team has to say. And while I understand that that is the team perspective, this is almost, in a way, between Tyreek Stevenson and Bears fans. Because fans last year, as you know, didn't think there was enough of a punishment there or enough of an acknowledgement. He ends up sitting out the half, as we saw, against the Cardinals, but still. So at least for him to address it the way he did, that is at least something for the fans to be okay with. Like, do you agree with that, Mark? Like, I think you understand, like, the fan standpoint, because you fielded a lot of calls all football season about it. Like, we heard a lot of it going on, so I feel like that's part of this in the discussion.
I absolutely loved it. I listened to the Byard podcast clips mm-hmm. of him talking about it. Obviously, I listened to him in the locker room availability yesterday talking about it. I loved his response to it. He said, hey, this happened. This one play isn't going to be what defines my career. I'm going to go out and show people that I can get better. I can play. I can be a top cornerback in this league. He goes, I'm actually glad it happened because maybe I wasn't doing things the right way leading up to that situation. So guess what? I'm going to make this bad, horrible thing that happened in my career and my life turn out to be a long-term positive. I love his attitude for that. And that is something that you've seen these last couple days, these last couple games, excuse me, for Tyreek Stevenson. He's starting to live up to that potential that we've seen. We've seen the big fumble. We've seen that incredible interception. He's averaging below a 60 pass rating when targeted these last couple games. He's averaging on the year below a 50% completion rate when targeted. This guy's actually playing some good football this year. And guess what? He doesn't even have Jalen Johnson there to take the number one receiver. So he is doing things that we wanted to see. And I think that this will be an important game for him, obviously, going back there. But I go back to, like, in Philly, when we had the miracle in the Meadowlands part two, Deshaun takes the punt return back, we win the division. Did anybody think about that game the next year when I'm lining up to try to block Justin Tuck or whoever they have? No.
Did they lose 10 in a row, though? That's that. I mean, that's,
no, they didn't lose 10 in a row, but they lost a division with that football game. And yeah, they kicked it to us. We celebrated on their field. It was a big deal. But I'll tell you, that next game, when you're lining up, you have this guy across from you, there is nothing about that kick return, that punt return that Deshaun had, that had anything to do with that game when we played the Giants in the division that next season.
He has, I will admit, Tyreek Stevenson has reclaimed his season because the first two games were not good. They were, in fact, especially the Detroit game was really bad. He admitted it. He said he doesn't want that stuff on tape. So you're right. And it's very important that he reclaim his season for his own future, for his own future with the Bears. I will say, we asked the question during Five On It, who is this game more important for, Tyreek Stevenson or Caleb Williams? Both of us answered Caleb Williams because it's always Caleb Williams. What are your thoughts on Caleb Williams after four games so far this season? What direction it's heading in, and what do you think about his chances in Washington?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I think Caleb's season is heading in the direction you want to see it, right? He's first in training camp. We're having issues with the pre-snap stuff. We've seen him kind of, you know, really become that. He's taken advantage of that. Now he's using the snap count in certain ways, and in the pre-snap stuff's good. He's starting to play more in rhythm. He's starting to play more in time. He's starting to play more in the pocket, exactly what you wanted to see. He's done a good job of escaping the rush, of doing some things in the pocket, the elusiveness. He has half the sacks at this point last year that he had. So that's a huge thing we wanted to see. The sack rate go down. That's gone down. I mean, he's done everything you want to see, and he's outperforming a lot of the quarterbacks from his quarterback pass class. I mean, you look at his passing yards, his total yards, his passer rating. I'm just looking at some of his numbers right there. He's doing a lot of good things. Now what we want to see is him going a little bit of a roll here. You know, he's won a couple games. Now let's see you beat a good team, a solid defense. You know, this Commander's defensive line is fourth in sacks. Like, that's something you don't hear much about. Like, they got a good D-line. So it's going to be – they're not known for their defense, but they're a lot better than they were last year, and it's going to be a challenge for them. So I want to see Caleb come out and just continue to grow on the things that we've seen so far this season. Let's see him play on time in the pocket. Let's see him get the ball out, avoid the sacks, get the ball to your playmakers. And I think he will do that. And I know there's obviously the lights are going to be shining bright. But for me, it seems like when they're shining the brightest, that's when Caleb is playing at his best.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. I feel like he likes that scene. And for a guy who went to USC and played on that national stage and won a Heisman, that would make it make sense. And even in the nationally televised game last year against the Commanders, I think you saw that a little bit. We're talking to Clay Harbor, the NFL veteran host of the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN, joining us on Raheem Harris and Grody on The Score. What did you think of what Ben Johnson had to say about the run game yesterday? Because when he started talking about the blocking schemes, I think, not going to plan, that raised some red flags for Mark and me.
Yeah, the blocking schemes haven't been great. I'll be honest. Like, and he's saying some things that I've seen. He's talking about the deuce blocks, the double blocks, the triple blocks. It's just the double teams between the tackle, the tight ends, the guard and the tackle, the guard and center. It's very basic stuff, and he wants to see him marry up. And if you watch the last couple plays that Braxton Jones had as a starter, I mean, that's just him missing on a double team block. If your linebacker's lined up, head up by the tackle, and the defensive end is outside edge of the tight end, you're not going to be able, if you're the tackle, get a piece of that defensive end and climb to the linebacker. You get to the linebacker right now. Braxton Jones leaves a gaping hole, tries to give the tight end some help. Linebacker shoots the gap, tackles the running back in the background. He gets yanked for Theo Benedict. You see Theo Benedict in there. But when you look at this run game, I think the offensive line is probably middle of the pack. I think the running game needs to get better. You look at yards per carry on design runs, the Bears are fourth worst in the NFL. Okay, then you look at Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. He's second in yards after contact per attempt. He's averaging over 4 yards after contact per attempt. That's more than DeAndre Swift is averaging altogether. Mm-hmm. You look at some of the things. Ashton I love Gentry DeAndre Swift. I love DeAndre. I hate talking bad about DeAndre Swift because he's a hardworking guy. He's about his business, but the guy's not a between-the-tackle runner, does not break tackles, misses some holes in there, doesn't fall forward a lot. I don't think that this is his best spot where they're using him. He needs to be a guy that catches the ball, is out in space, is running around the edges. You needed another guy to put in there in the middle. And the crazy thing is you had all the opportunities to find someone. I think this is more the struggles in the running game would be more on the running back. And it's crazy to see J.K. Dobbins, fourth in the league in rushing. It's funny to see Javonte Williams, third in the league in rushing. He was a free agent before the season. It's funny to see Nick Chubb, top 20 in rushing with over 4 yards of carry. Some of these guys that were available, but they didn't even look at for an opportunity to bring in as a guy to put in next to Swift. And then obviously, you love Menungai. We loved him in preseason, but we haven't seen much from him. He looked good in the couple carries he's got last year. Want to see more from him. But in my opinion, I think that the running back in this situation has more to do than the offensive line in the lack of success of this running game.
Yeah, no, I think that that's valid. And we want to talk about the offensive line, so we'll do that next. More with Clay Harbor here on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. We'll talk about the Bears' offensive line and something that we picked up on regarding the discussion surrounding the tackles. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.